The Sports Cast, November 15th, mid-November 2021. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch.tv, Twitter, and Apple Podcasts. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. And visit us on the sportscast.net website, the sportscast.net website. And also our app, the Sportscast for iOS. You get the latest notifications. This past weekend, the Week 9 upsets kind of spilled over to Week 10. A little bit more surprises. Cam Newton was one of the surprises. And the Steelers tying against the Lions 16-16. Could be a surprise. Join us, a man that knows Pittsburgh in and out, Joe Toscano. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Great to be back. Did you mean the Steelers played this weekend? I have something happened on Sunday, but I blocked it out of my memory. So I think I heard something about them playing, but I mean
they did play.
I'm not sure.
or they walked by. I have no idea. Was it a Big Ben issue? Was it a COVID issue? I mean, what were your thoughts over that tie everything against the Lions?
Everything. If Ben played, they would have won. But it was just a complete disaster. It set the game of football back about 20 years, I'd say. It was maybe the worst game ever played.
Can we put the Mason Rudolph debate to bed right now?
We could safely say that he is. If they were reserving a bust in the Pro Football Hall of Fame for Mason Rudolph, you might want to use that material for someone else, because he's not going to make it to the Football Hall of Fame.
And he won't be the franchise quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
He might be, but only if the Steelers go to the dollar store to get their quarterback next year.
Yeah, something that the Steelers are looking at. I hope they draft a quarterback, or maybe Aaron Rodgers going to the Steelers. Actually, right now, what do you prefer? A brand new start young quarterback, or maybe get someone veteran and win a Super Bowl in the next couple of years?
Well, Mike Tomlin has stated that he prefers a veteran quarterback. I mean, obviously, you want a veteran over a rookie. And I think that's the way they're going to have to go, because, you know, the way that the NFL drafts are, the only way you get a franchise quarterback is if you finish like, 1-16 or have some horrible record or something like that. And that's not the Steelers. If they're lucky, they'll finish around 500. So they won't get that good quarterback. So it's good to just spend the money or make a trade or something and get a veteran. Cause I mean, this team is still pretty good. So, you know, hopefully they just need a good quarterback to get going.
That's it. And you're a pretty good person as well.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm the Mason Rudolph of podcasts.
Mason, wow. I can't say that. I cannot agree with that. But anyways, are you ready to recap the frivolous Week 10?
Yes, let's do it.
All right. Let's start with the Falcons and Cowboys. The Cowboys lost against the Broncos last weekend, but the Falcons was a winnable game, and it was a winnable game, 43-3. Joe, is there any explanation to this?
You know, that's the crazy thing about the NFL is it's so unpredictable. You have upsets every week. And what Denver did to Dallas last week was just, I think they just chalk it up to an anomaly. It was just a 1 week thing. And I think they wanted to prove that. And poor Atlanta found out the hard way that it was just a 1 week thing. And Dallas got right back on track because they've been good all season.
And the NFC East is safely theirs. Prescott finished 24 of 31 for 296 yards before sitting in the fourth quarter. That feels good when you don't have to play the whole fourth quarter. The Patriots, oh my gosh, beat the Browns. But the Browns haven't won in New England since 1992, 45-7. Mac Jones, he's a real deal. Threw three touchdown passes. Rookie Stevenson rushed for a career-high 100 yards and two scores, and the Patriots roll to 45-7 win over Cleveland. Is this a real deal Patriots, or was it just because the Browns were a little bit shaken up that OBJ left?
I think the Patriots are the real deal. They're getting better every week. It's like in Star Wars watching the Emperor rise to power or something like that. It's happening all over again. We had that 1 year of the Patriots being bad, and now it's happening all over again. Not that Mac Jones is the next Tom Brady, but Mac Jones is getting better every week. The Patriots are getting better every week, and now we have to put up with them being good again.
45 points is a lot. That looks like an old Patriot, vintage 2018. Definitely looking good. Mayfield limped off the field after taking a pair of hits. This guy's playing hurt. He had an x-ray, but he said he expects to play next week. The Titans, still no Derrick Henry, beat the Saints 23-21. But their defense came through. Wasn't their running game. It wasn't Adrian Peterson. Is this a red flag, Joe? Or, hey, the Saints are a good team.
The Saints are good. What Tennessee is doing without Derrick Henry is amazing. Just hats off to them. Yeah, their defense is stepping up. Jeffrey Simmons, 5 sacks in the past 2 games. My goodness. Yeah, I mean, they're transforming themselves. They were a team that relied just on Derrick Henry, and now they're relying on their defense. And, you know, they lost Julio Jones, too, and they're still going. So hats off to them.
Titans are still number one in the AFC. We'll see what happens. No word on when Derrick Henry will come back, but we'll see what happens. The big surprise of the weekend, which me and Aaron Bernstein predicted last Friday, the Washington football team beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 29-19. Unbelievable. I saw it coming. Revenge of last year's playoffs. Chase Young got injured, but I think Joe is pretty happy with his result.
I don't understand it. I have no explanation for how this happened. I don't know. I think, you know, Taylor Heinicke played well against Tampa last year. Maybe that's just his thing. Maybe the material they were using for the Mason Rudolph Pro Football Hall of Fame bust should go to Taylor Heinicke, because if he plays Tampa every week, he'd be in the Hall of Fame.
He should be. And Bruce Arians called the team, we are a very dumb football team, and that's a reflection on the coaches. Was that rough?
Gotta do something to shake him up. I mean, this was bad. It wasn't even as close as the score indicates. Like, I don't know what happened here with Tampa.
Tampa Brady had a few picks, picked up twice in his first 6 passes. And, of course, you know, Tampa Bay, you know, didn't have a great record last year. Yeah, it was good, but wasn't like a blowout. And Aaron Bernstein is in the chat saying not just payback for last year. This was payback for when Washington lost to Brady and the Patriots 56-6. Do you remember that game?
Oh yeah, that was crazy.
That was memorable.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Tampa, they finished strong last year, and they're, you know, it is the halfway point of the year, and so far no good.
No good is a tie. Is it good or bad? It depends who you ask. Lions tied the Steelers 16-16. No Roethlisberger because he has COVID. Mason Rudolph came in. Najee Harris probably was the best player on the field. Ran for 105 yards. And appeared to be Pittsburgh's only consistent offensive weapons. The Lions, a winnable game they should have gotten when Cleveland lost, but they did not capitalize. It might have been a Joe thing.
It's just unbelievable. It's just, I cannot believe the Steelers played that bad. It was amazing. Mason actually played good enough to win. There were a couple of key fumbles. And, yeah, the weather was terrible. There was, like, some freezing rain going on or whatever. But still, my goodness, there is no excuse at all for losing or tying at Detroit. Detroit should have won that game. If they had a good kicker, they would have won. It's insanity.
Aaron says a tie is another word for loss.
In this case, it definitely is a loss.
Especially with the Lions.
And the thing is, every time you look at the standings now, you're going to see that one under the tie column and say, hey, what happened? Oh, yeah, the Detroit game. We're going to be reminded of this every single week and every single year.
A team that took care of business at home, the Colts defeating the Jaguars 23-17. Jonathan Taylor, 116 yards and a touchdown. James Robinson added a 1-yard touchdown run. Colts took care of business.
they took care of business, but it was also close. They just don't. They're just inconsistent. They're not a super good team, so they let teams hang around. So it's it's hard to see what you're. It's the Colts are kind of like the Steelers. You don't know what you're going to get every week. You could get an awesome game. You could get a lousy game.
I would say the same for Wentz and Roethlisberger.
Basically, yeah.
Well, Jacksonville is getting stronger, playing a little bit better these past couple weeks. So we'll see what happens in Week 11. Panthers 34, Cardinals 10. That means Cam is back. Cam, wow. I did not see this happening. Sam, their quarterback, Sam Darnold, got injured about a few weeks ago. They signed Cam Newton, I think, like Thursday. A week ago, he was eating a bowl of cereal. Now he's scoring touchdowns, winning games in Arizona, of course, with no Kyler Murray. Is this the old Cam Newton from 2015, Joe?
I think he's going to help. And I think that's how bad Sam Darnold was, that anything resembling an okay quarterback is going to help the Panthers greatly. It also helps that you're getting Christian McCaffrey back and the defense is getting healthier. So, Panthers started great, then went absolutely horrible, and maybe they're on the rise again.
Perhaps now with Tampa Bay losing, of course, no DeAndre Hopkins and Kyler Murray. They need them back because the NFC is slipping away from them. The Rams play tonight, so we'll see what happens where things are going to be coordinated. The Vikings defeating the Chargers 27-20. Kirk Cousins goes into L.A., pair of touchdown passes to Tyler Conklin. And Dalvin Cook rushed for 94 yards and a score. Vikings, hey, they're mediocre plus team, I think.
Just another team, like the Colts and the Steelers.
Very similar.
One week, one week awesome, another week horrible. You don't know what you're going to get. It's like Forrest Gump in a box of chocolates. That's what these teams are. They're just very inconsistent. You don't know what you're going to get with them. The nice thing about the Vikings is they were able to hold off the Chargers and keep their offense sustaining to keep the Chargers offense off the field, which really helped.
Yes, Chargers were once top of the AFC West, have dropped to 5-4. They dropped 3 of its past 4. Herbert was 20 out of 34 for 195 yards with a touchdown and interception. Keenan Allen had 8 catches for 98 yards. Hey, this Chargers team is loaded. They still have a shot, but they got to turn things around because the Chiefs are back, and we'll explain a little bit later. The Broncos had a loss yesterday with the Eagles, 30-13. Eagles in that same boat with the Vikings and Steelers, right?
I think the Eagles are going to surprise some people because I think Devontae Smith has arrived. He had 2 touchdowns. And you get that Jalen Hurts to Devontae Smith connection going, I think they're gonna win some games. They have a very easy schedule the rest of the way. So look for the Eagles to do something. Denver, another inconsistent team.
A lot of inconsistent teams in this show or episode, but the Eagles, I would safely say, second best team in the NFC East. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Barely.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Barely. We'll see. I mean, Washington's looking good all of a sudden.
Russell Wilson came back after a injured finger, but they lost against the Packers 17-0. Of course, it was Aaron Rodgers coming back to the game. It was kind of close, but it was just all Packers.
Russell Wilson he came back too early.
I think so too.
Yeah, I mean, credit to him for, it was supposed to be a 6 to 8 week recovery and he came back in a month and, good for him, but he came back too early. Plus the Green Bay defense is very good. So, you got to give credit to them too, but I mean, the really is just Russell Wilson shouldn't have been out there.
AJ Dillon had a great, fantastic game, 2 fourth quarter touchdowns. And hey, I have him in my fantasy team, but bench, I should probably start him by now. But I mean, we'll see. These things you never know with fantasy. All right, last night's game, Sunday Night Football, Chiefs defeated the Raiders. 41 to 2 touchdowns, Raiders 14. Mahomes threw tons of touchdowns last night. Are the Chiefs back? They're top of the AFC West now.
They're back, baby. They figured it out. We knew they would. You know, they're too good to not figure it out. Their defense was so bad. They made some additions at the trade deadline. The Steelers handed him Melvin Ingram for some stupid reason. That was really dumb. The Chiefs have figured it out, and the Raiders are doing their annual collapse. They do this every year. They start off strong, and then they end horribly. Here we go again.
Five touchdown passes by Mahomes. Derek Carr threw for two touchdown passes, but also had his third interception in the past 2 weeks as the offense struggled to get it going. I thought the Raiders were the top team in the AFC West, but it's just a quick turnaround. Now it's the Chiefs.
It's just, I mean, and this is a rivalry game. This is their biggest rival, and for them to do this, really bad showing. I mean, they're just, you know, look what everything they've gone through this year. You know, you can't blame them for falling apart, but my goodness, still, it happens every year.
Do you think the AFC West is still in play, or could safely say it's the Chiefs again?
It's the Chiefs. Maybe the Chargers will do something, but you know, they're not looking that great either. So, I mean, yes, every team is either 500 or above, but still, I mean, the Chiefs. Just watch. The Chiefs are going to really turn it on the next seven games.
Sounds good. Let's look at the standings. AFC East. The Bills are up by game in the standings with the Patriots. Can this get closer?
I don't know. The Bills are not exactly the juggernaut they're supposed to be. And here come the Patriots. I don't know. This could actually be a really close race in the AFC East.
Unbelievable. I don't know. I mean, I thought the Bills, you know, is going to take this, you know, baton for years. But Patriots are catching up. Bill Belichick just had one bad year. We'll see what happens. The North, the Ravens lost against the Dolphins. They're 6-3. The Steelers are 5-3-1, the Bengals, and then the Browns. It's still tight, but Ravens have some wiggle room.
This is going to be a very interesting division to see how this all plays out. I mean, the Steelers, as I've said, they could be good one week, bad another week. Who knows what you're going to get with them? The Ravens have problems. The Ravens have weaknesses. I think the Dolphins expose them a little bit, so we'll see. And then the Bengals, they're still young, so at times they look good, at times they don't. I think they're still figuring it out. And then the Browns could be good too, so it's just very up in the air right now.
I don't like the Browns. They look pretty banged up. So I don't think they could turn things around. Too bad, because they're a loaded team. The South of AFC, Tennessee Titans first, the Colts. And number two, Jaguars 2-7. Texans are 1-8. That's a weak conference. But the Titans are comfortable there.
Number one team in the conference right now. Best record. The Titans, it's just amazing what they're doing without Derrick Henry. The Colts, I think, are just going to struggle to make the playoffs. So the Titans have this comfortably.
Do you think the Titans might, you know, have them face a good team and that will be like – Then they'll be exposed then with no Derrick Henry? Or,
I mean, they killed the Rams last
week.
Yeah,
they did. Crap.
So, I mean, I don't know. I know it's just amazing what they're doing without, you know, one of the best players in the league, and they're still cranking it out. Good for them.
Mike Vrabel, intelligent guy.
Yeah.
Underrated coach, I think. Anyways, let's look at the NFC East. Cowboys 7-2, Eagles 4-6, Washington 3-6, Giants 3-6. I thought the Giants might be coming back. We'll see. They got a bye week and they faced Tampa Bay next week. But Cowboys 7-2, comfortable.
Cowboys are going to still make a case for the top seed in the conference. But I'm telling you right now, the Eagles are making the playoffs. They're going to make a run. Here come the Eagles.
You said it. NFC North, the Packers, 8-2. Vikings 4-5, Bears 3-6, Lions 0-1. I guess with the Lions, with that one tie, if they go 0-16-1, is that a defeated season? Not really.
I'm not sure how that works out. I'm not sure. They won't go. I mean, they've gone 0-16, so now they could go 0-16-1. So, I mean, wow. That's history.
Yeah, that's history. Of course, Packers 8-2, they look pretty comfortable. AJ Dillon, and apparently Rodgers has not been affected with COVID. So, good.
Let me just say real quick, the Bears are another team on the rise. Justin Fields is figuring it out.
Yeah.
He played very well against the Steelers. They should have beat the Steelers. I think that the Bears are going to surprise and win some games in the stretch.
And NFC South, Buccaneers 6-3. Saints are 5-4. Same for the Panthers. No, the Panthers are 5-5. Falcons 4-5. Yeah, Bucks will turn things around, I think.
I think so. I think it was just an anomaly. I think they're dealing with injuries. I think the Saints are going to fade. I think that they just have too many injuries. The Panthers might do something.
I think
the
so.
Panthers,
with Cam?
The Panthers, yeah, I think they might make a run. Even the Falcons at you know, they're 4-5 at the bottom of the division. They still might do something. So this still might be a very interesting race in the division.
Joe wants to make the South NFC South a little bit closer than you think. I can't be convinced that Tom is not doing well because Gronk is not there. I can't make a case for that, but it could happen.
I mean, there's no Antonio Brown. I think they're dealing with a bunch of other injuries. I mean, they'll figure it out.
With so many options. Still, well.
You'd think.
Yeah. And then the West, Cardinals are still 8-2. So that loss against the Panthers are still okay. The Rams, 7-2. Of course, they play tonight with the 49ers, 3-5. Seahawks, 3-6. Gosh, you might be right about the Seahawks. I think Russell Wilson should have waited like another 2 weeks or so.
It was a huge loss. 3-6. Trying to make the playoffs, they're going to have to go on one heck of a run these last 8 games to make the playoffs. Because, I mean, they're in the bottom of the NFC West right now. Same with the 49ers. If you don't start winning soon, just forget about it.
Tough division. And tonight, we'll see a little bit more. Rams at San Francisco, 49ers in Levi's. Joe, who do you got for tonight's Monday Night Football?
It's an absolute must-win for the 49ers. I don't know if they can beat the Rams, but their backs up are against the wall, so we'll see what they're made of. I think the 49ers will pull it out. When you're desperate, you play better.
We'll see what happens. And how many catches or how many how many touchdowns will OBJ have tonight?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think he'll have a quiet game and only have 3 touchdowns.
That's it? Okay.
That's it. Just 3 in the first half, and then he'll take a nap.
Sounds good. Joe, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about Pittsburgh burritos?
Wow. I don't know if we have any good burrito places, but I am at Joey Bag of Donuts V and 7F. And I will talk about that. Apparently there are reports that the Steelers played a game yesterday. I don't know. I have to investigate that.
And a tie is a loss. You can reach us at thesportscast.net, our website, or the app, the Sportscast, and then on Twitter. Follow our Twitter at thesportscast1. Also on Instagram, we'll be looking forward to tonight's game and see what happens. NFC West showdown, and we'll see what San Francisco got, and let's see what OBJ got. So looking forward to tonight's Monday Night Football. Anyways, Joe, we got to go because we got to pay some bills, don't we?
Yes, we do.
I'll talk to you later.
Thank you.